In Italy today, the man who seems almost sure to be the country's next prime minister went before the microphones. Romano Prodi sought to reassure markets and foreign leaders that Italy is not heading into a period of political instability. Prodi's opponent, current Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, has not conceded defeat, and he's demanding a recount. Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Speaking to a room packed with foreign journalists, Prodi insisted he has no fear whatsoever that the result will be overturned. He said his was a clear victory despite the center-left's razor-thin majority. And Prodi mocked Berlusconi's announcement that he will only concede defeat after disputed ballots have been checked. That should be completed by tomorrow evening.
È ben curiosa la situazione che il...
It's a curious situation that Berlusconi protests when he has in his hands all the control, all the transmission of the data, all the technical apparatus, everything. It means he doesn't trust himself. It's kind of an identity crisis.
Prodi appeared totally at ease, answering questions in the Foreign Press Association, a place Berlusconi never visited during his last 5 years in office and which he once described as a den of communists. Prodi was peppered with questions about how Italy's foreign and domestic policies will change. And as someone who has never hidden his opposition to the U.S.-led war against Saddam Hussein, he was asked when he would bring home the Italian troops the Berlusconi government deployed in Iraq.
We have said that we will do it after holding discussions with the Iraqi government, and in such a way so as to not endanger either our troops or the civilian population. In any case, it's no longer a controversial issue, because the Berlusconi government had already announced a pullout before the end of the year.
Prodi, a former chief of the European Union Commission, reiterated his intention to steer Italian foreign policy back toward Europe after 5 years of Berlusconi's almost exclusive emphasis on Italian-American relations. He said he had received numerous personal calls of congratulations from world leaders, but had not yet heard from President Bush or from Pope Benedict. On domestic issues, Prodi said, once he takes office, he will implement his election program quickly, including cutting labor taxes and changing the current law on immigration, which he said ends up promoting illegal immigration and doesn't give immigrants the chance of getting citizenship. Prodi rejected suggestions that his proposed conflict of interest legislation will be the center-left's revenge against Berlusconi, who became prime minister despite his ownership of the country's three major TV networks.
It's a problem that every democracy has, and the Italian democracy, too, must absolutely deal with it, and we will.
The center-left leader was also asked about what his government intends to do about organized crime, an issue on which the Berlusconi government had been accused of lowering its guard.
It's an absolute priority to combat the mafia. It's fundamental for Italy's development. The mafia is one reason foreign investors have stayed away from Italy. It has caused enormous damage not only to the Italian economy, but also the country's cohesion.
Earlier in the day, Prodi met with Italian head of state Carlo Azeglio Ciampi, whose mandate is about to run out. The new parliament will elect his successor, who will then give the mandate to the new prime minister. The new government is not expected to be in office for at least another month. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.